Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. And in this one, I wanted to speak to you about romanticism and how I think, or I'm realizing now as I get older, and I'm not lying to myself as much anymore, that I think that INFJs are actually quite hopeless romantics at heart. And we want to believe, we truly want to believe that there's that one person out there for us, that soulmate, that true being that's like the right, perfect right person for us. We believe that deep inside. But because we're also skeptics and we're also cynical and we also want to be practical and we want to live in the real world and we've had so many heartbreaks and we have trust issues and we have all of these other things that kind of negate from that. What happens is that we might believe that in our deepest of hearts, and we might love, you know, cliche rom-com, romantic comedies, or, you know, we might love cliche storylines where like the bully falls in love with the nerd and things like that. And I know I do. But it's very hard for us to admit it to the outside world or even to have a conversation about it with anyone around us because it makes us feel so foolish and so idiotic. You know, how can you believe in that? How can you believe that romanticism should still be around, or that, you know, there is that one perfect soulmate out there for you, and that, you know, romance is actually a good thing and not a waste of time, and all of that. You know, there's so many barriers to us admitting that to the real world or to the people around us, because we ourselves think that it's a foolish notion, but also we think it's a good notion. You know, we're like in that dichotomy that makes up INFJs in general. So we love it, we hate it, we want to be it, but we don't want to be it. We want to be romantic, but then we are afraid of being romantic. We want people who are romantic around us, or we want a partner who's romantic, but then when they do things that are romantic, we kind of feel like, oh my God, are they doing it because they pity us, or are they really romantic, or are they doing it because they want to impress us and they're going to show their true colors soon, things like that. So we want it and then we doubt it when it happens. And I'm really noticing this for myself recently as I have gotten back into the dating scene, and I am meeting men, of course, that are, some of them are romantic, some of them are not, some of them are very practical, some of them are very pragmatic, and, you know, some of them don't believe in romance, some of them just believe in doing the basic that's necessary, some of them believe in doing more. And so all of that is just bringing up all of these insecurities in me, because and make me realize what I truly believe about romanticism and romantic people. And so, you know, I have this, again, as I said, the dichotomy, that thing that I'm like, I want someone who's romantic and who's a hopeless romantic in my life. You know, I want my partner to be romantic and to do romantic things for me. But when I do find someone who does it, I always instantly start doubting that person and wondering if there's something wrong with them, or if there's why are they doing it? You know, why would they even bother? You know, such a waste of time. Don't they have anything else better to do with their lives? And all of that, which is terrible. And I absolutely agree, it's terrible. Because basically you want it, but then when someone does it, you berate them for it or you put them down for it in your head. I don't know if I would do it outwardly. So when I started doing all these crazy things, and it's just the tip of the iceberg, I'm doing a lot more crazy things with regards to romanticism. But when I started doing these things and I started kind of asking myself questions, I'm like, okay, what do I truly believe? Like, what do I actually really want? Like, if there was no one around me and I could be myself without any fear of repercussions or without any fear of judgment, or if I wasn't playing a role, or if I wasn't playing some kind of idea out in my head that this is how it's supposed to be, what would I truly want? And of course, I realized quite quickly that I am a hopeless romantic. No wonder I love romantic comedies. No wonder I am always rooting for the second male lead in romantic soap operas. Or no matter, no wonder I'm always like falling for the cliche lines in fiction, because, you know, I'm like, oh, but like, what if they don't have a happily ever after? You know, I don't think I could read a book without a happily ever after. And I really cry. I cry at books when like the people who love each other don't end up together. I literally sit there after for a day or two mourning the loss of that relationship and mourning and grieving that relationship that didn't happen. And I wouldn't do that if I didn't believe in romance, if I didn't believe in soulmates, if I didn't believe in that notion of one person for that, for everyone, and one true person for everyone, and finding that person, being with them and loving them and dying with them kind of thing, you know, like that kind of romantic notion. So I'm not doing this video to, you know, be like, hey, everyone, you are romantic as well, you know, start living that truth. It's not that, actually. It's just to remind us that a lot of times this is just one thing, and it's not such a huge deal, actually, to be a romantic or not. But we do this quite often as INFJs, is that we have this idea of how we want to represent ourselves to the world and to ourselves, actually, more so to ourselves than to others. And my big notion for myself is I'm practical, I'm pragmatic, I don't waste time, you know, I don't waste energy on nonsense, things like that. But then I do obviously end up spending time on a lot of things that are not really going to result in anything in the future. I read a lot of mangas. What is that going to do in the future? Nothing. It's not practical, and it's not pragmatic, and it's actually a huge waste of time if you really think about it. But I love it, and I do it because it gives me a lot of joy and pleasure. But same thing with romanticism. I think it's not about, you know, what is it going to give you, and what monetary value does it have, what tangible value does it have. It's all about the fact that it gives you joy and pleasure and makes you feel alive and makes you feel connected to that other person, or makes you feel like special, unique, admired, adored, and all that, right? So even if it doesn't have any tangible benefits, which maybe it even does, it definitely has a lot of intangible benefits. And I think as INFJs, we forget that. We forget that. And we forget that it doesn't always have to be according to the rules and the standards that we've set up in our heads. A lot of times, it's okay to go beyond that. Actually, a lot of times, it's actually necessary for us to go beyond that, to be a bit spontaneous, to be impulsive, to try different things out, to go beyond the barriers or the roles or the boxes that we've set for ourselves, even if we are doing it just for ourselves. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you need to go out and tell everyone, hey, I'm a romantic and I'm hopeless at it and I love it and I love rom-coms. That's not it. It's about truly actually firstly being honest with yourself and saying, okay, yes, I actually am a romantic. I know I don't like that part of myself because I feel like it's a waste of energy, but this is who I am, and it's better if I stop fighting it and start loving that part of me so that I don't make foolish mistakes like rejecting someone just because they're hopeless romantic, because I'm afraid of loving it and liking it and wanting it, you know, or things like that. So I wanted to share this video with you. This is really, I'm sure it's a very minuscule thing to you, and you're probably like, this is not such a big deal to be hopeless romantic. But each person has their own, you know, dragon that they have to slay. And for me, it's a huge thing to be able to admit in this public forum that, hey, I'm actually a hopeless romantic. And if you hate me for it, that's okay. And more so, if I hate myself for it, then I need to learn to love myself for it, or to learn that it's okay. It's not such a big deal. You know, it doesn't really break all the rules and the standards I've set for myself. And if I have these ridiculous rules in my head of how I should behave and what I should do with my time, then I need to break that notion so I can live more freely and stop living in such a confining box that I set for myself. So I hope this helps. I hope that this is something that perhaps you can relate to. If not, then obviously that's okay, because every INFJ is different and unique. And if you don't, then maybe it doesn't mean that you're not an INFJ. It just means that you're not this kind of INFJ, or the kind of INFJ that I am. And if you are a hopeless romantic, I'd love to hear how you display it in the world and how you deal with it and how you work with it. And if your partner's romantic, you know, how do you reciprocate and how do you receive? Because I know I have a really hard time with it. So I would love any advice that any of you have for it. Again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for watching. And I shall see you the next time around. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.